Blog Talk Radio. Important part about this song, he never will lose a battle. God always wins. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I pray right now in Jesus' name that everybody is having an awesome resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. I know some people don't celebrate it, but I just want to tell them, you're a straight fool. Because without the resurrection, we're still in our sins. There is no forgiving without the resurrection. But anyway, hey, we're going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'll come forth with a word of prayer. And I appreciate all you all who made the sacrifice to be on here today. I know some people's out with their families, all that good stuff, but you chose to be on the Word at Noon. That shows me how spiritual you are. But this time I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for that selection, Pastor. Amen. Such a beautiful song. And the words are so true. He's never lost a battle. Amen. And he never will. Praise the Lord. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from John, the 11th chapter and verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today and we're thanking you for another resurrection Sunday, another resurrection day, Father God. Lord, we just giving you praise, and we just want to thank you, Father God. We can't thank you enough, Father God, for all of your blessings you've given unto us, and we ask that you will bless each and every one on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet, those who have called in to join us, and those that are participating, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise for everything, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would just continue to bless this broadcast, bless the listeners and those that participate, and bless our pastor, Father God, and just continue to keep us, that we will be one, that we will know that we are spiritual beings, Father God. And Lord, that we will always trust in you and allow your Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us into all truth. Lord, we just thanking you today. We ask that you will bless all those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. And be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And Lord, we just want to thank you. And you told us you'll supply all of our needs. So all we got to do is trust in you today, Father God, and stand on your promises. Stand on that word. Allow that word to be in our hearts today, Father God. And we bind up anything and everything that try to come up against any of us right now in the name of Jesus. And we're pleading the blood on each and every one, Father God. Lord, we're thanking you for your Holy Spirit, because your Holy Spirit teaches us and guides us and leads us. And we just ask that you would just open up our hearts and our minds to receive all that you have for us. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise God.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Hey, brothers and sisters, we're talking about Resurrection Sunday. A moment ago we were. And I just want to say this, and those that don't understand it, we'll explain it to you later. But with Christ risen from the dead, we will be like anyone else. You have to understand that. Mm-hmm. But because Christ did something no one ever did, which is raised from the dead, witnessed many infallible proofs. He didn't go beyond a Passover. Passover, all they did was just eat and remember how Israel made it. But this is the resurrection. This is what gives us salvation. Without Christ right from the dead, you couldn't be saved. You would still be in your sin. Person that don't believe in the resurrection, when I say resurrection, I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about the mere fact that he was risen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He is risen.
Hallelujah.
We praise God for that. Not so much a day, but the mere fact that he was raised from the dead. I just had to stick that in there because I know it's a lot of people out here don't really get it, and we might have to touch on that because that's dealing with spiritual things, and that's what we're talking about, in spiritual things with spiritual. But before we begin, we've already started, but I'm going to ask Pastor, well, let me do two things. I'm going to do something else, too. I want to ask Sister Renee if she'll give us a sandwich. Give us a sandwich, praise God. And,
praise God.
Then I'm going to ask that Pastor review what was done on Monday. And if Evangelist Sharon has something to say, because you all did do the review from last week, and you carried into Monday, and I pretty much got in on Tuesday morning. Actually, it was my day back. So I want to say to everyone that I thank God for you. I love you and appreciate what you all did for me while in my absence, especially how you all carried on everything. So please, I'm asking all of you all to just continue to keep this broadcast lifted up in prayer. I appreciate it so much. So we're going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll give us a sandwich and get us started, an Easter sandwich. And then ask Pastor, she'll review, and I'll be right back.
Praise God. Amen.
Good morning, every afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
God bless. First, I got to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. Pastor Bell, Pastor Boozy, Leslie, Sharon, all the listeners. Let's see, can we find us a good sandwich this morning? Some sandwich that make us say, good.
All right. Amen.
let's see. James 4:7. So humble yourself before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen.
Second part, that second piece of bread, we're going to put, no, that's the same thing. I wasn't prepared. Forgive me. Okay, it will come from 1 John, 4th chapter. I believe Pastor Bell told me what verse that was.
4.
Yeah, 1 John 4. But ye belong to God, my dear children. Ye have already won a victory over those people, because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world.
Amen. Yeah. Yum, yum. Amen.
And inside that sandwich, we got to put, by his stripes we are healed.
Mm-hmm.
We are more than conquerors.
Mm-hmm.
God is good all the time.
Yeah.
And we just thank him for all his words, his spirit. We just thank him for everything. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, that was a good sandwich. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I gotta go get me some coffee to go with that sandwich. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, well, good afternoon, everyone, again, and welcome to the Word at Noon. Well, we were talking about planting spiritual seeds on Monday. Amen. Amen. And we came from the book of Matthew. Well, yes, because we was in Matthew. It was so much in Matthew talking about that. So let us go to the book of Matthew, chapter 13. And we're going to begin, I want to say the fourth verse, but let me get there. I don't want to give Evangelist Sharon the wrong verse here.
Thank you, Pastor. You know I'm easily confused. You know how
let the Holy Ghost just have his way today. Okay, we can start with verses 3 through 10. Verses 3 through 10. So we're talking about the planting spiritual seeds. Amen.
Amen. And that's Matthew 13, 3 through 10.
Yes, please.
Read as follows. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, what do you make of this? A farmer planted seeds. As he scattered the seed, some of it fell on the road, and birds ate it. Some fell in the gravel. It sprouted quickly, but didn't put down roots. So when the sun came up, it withered just as quickly. Some fell in the weeds. As it came up, it was strangled by the weeds. Some fell on good earth and produced a harvest beyond his wildest dreams. Are you listening to this? Really listening? The disciples came up and asked, Why do you tell stories? Amen, amen. So we're talking about the spiritual seeds. Amen. And we too plant seeds. We're planting seeds now. We pray that we're planting spiritual seeds that will lead to our eternal life.
Yeah.
And if not planting spiritual seeds to lead to our eternal life, then we're planting seeds that will lead to damnation. So the parable of planting the seeds is right here. And it's also in Mark. It's also in Luke. And all three books are telling us the same thing. So now we're going to go to verses 11 through 15. Well, maybe we should just go through 11 through 17. And it's going to give us the spiritual side. Now, what we just shared here first is the flesh side or the physical side. So now we're going to go to the spiritual side. So that's verses 11 through 17, please.
In the King James, it reads as follows. He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath for him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whoever hath not from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For the people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, he replied, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. Not everybody has this gift, this insight. It hasn't been given to them. Whenever someone has a ready heart for this, the insight and understanding flows freely. But if there is no readiness, any trace of receptivity soon disappears. That's why I tell stories, to create readiness. Amen. To nudge the people toward receptive insight. In their present state, they can stare till doomsday and not see it. Listen till they're blue in the face and not get it. I don't want Isaiah's forecast repeated all over again. Your ears are open, you don't hear a thing. Your eyes are awakened, but you don't see a thing. The people are blockheads. They stick their fingers in their ears so they won't hear. So they won't have to listen. They screw their eyes shut so they won't have to look, so they won't have to deal with me face to face and let me heal them. But you have God-blessed eyes, eyes that see, and God-blessed ears, ears that hear. A lot of people, prophets, and humble believers among them would have given anything to see what you are seeing, to hear what you are hearing, but never had the chance. Amen, amen. So
Amen.
Go ahead, Evangelist Sharon. I hear you want to say something there.
Pastor Bell, this scripture and the way that you broke them up, it blesses me so much, because I'm so, again, reminded that it's a gift and it's such a beautiful present that I didn't even ask for, and it just gives me everything. And, you know, God says we're entitled to all things, good things, righteousness. Mm-hmm. And I love the way the Message Bible breaks it down and says you have to have a readiness. Well, we didn't all have a readiness, but we can practice having one, and that's why we need to get in our word. We could practice the attributes of Christ and be humble and loving and caring and giving and patient and have humility and have forgiveness. And the more we practice things, the more we're sowing through the seed of everlasting life the way that God wants it to be. Not how many old ladies we help across the street, not how many times we didn't miss church, not how many ushers
how many years we've been on the usher board, not how many dinners we sold. None of that even matters. That's fleshly man
stuff. All right.
Stuff. Those are the seeds that they were speaking about in the first scriptures that we read that fell amongst gravel, that didn't take root and this and that, where people just run around doing things trying to please what man says pleases God, but not really sowing. And it's not sending money to a broadcast to get holy water or to get their book. It's none of that. It's all that fleshly and manly and natural. What we're sowing to is everlasting life, what God said. And God says it plain and clear that we have to be believers, and he tells us the behavior that we need to have, and we should have the mind of Christ, and that makes us all one. And I just, and that's why I just love Pastor Bell's prayers in the beginning of our broadcast every day, because it's almost like she's saying off the top of my head, and I'm so blessed with that, and with both pastors that I'm even allowed to participate, or of such a big thing. I don't think people realize how serious this is. And at one time I didn't either, and Pastor Beasy would be on here so excited, and I just couldn't understand a lot of things. But once you open up your mind and your heart, and we stop being blockheads and take our fingers out of our ears and being
that's right.
And just, you know, let go and let God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. And that's so important that we have ears to hear, because just like Jesus shared with the disciples, that this is a gift, and they have insight. It says you've been given insight into God's kingdom. So we have been given insight into God's kingdom to let us know that we have to walk spiritual. So just like these seeds are planted here, we want to plant spiritual seeds. And when we put this in our garden, because I like to think of it as a garden. Now, you know, when you plant, I'm going to use the green bean. When you put that little seed in the ground, because it's kind of, you know, it's not very big. You put that in the ground, and then when it begins to sprout up, it'll bring you a lot. I can't tell you how many beans be on that one vine that you can make a meal out of it. So,
praise God.
Well, we got to be careful what we putting in our garden. What are you putting in your garden? So we talked about the spiritual part. We went to Galatians 5 and verses 22 through 23, and it was telling us what we need to have in our garden, because these are the seeds that we want to plant. And so if you will, Evangelist Sharon, would you read that? That's Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23.
And in the King James, it reads as follows: but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And from the Message Bible, but what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives.
Yes.
Much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberant about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. It only gets in the way. among those who belong to Christ, everything connected with getting our own way and mindlessly responding to what everyone else calls necessity is killed off for good. Amen. So see, this is what we want to put in our garden. We want to have those seeds of love so that love grows in us. We want the seeds of joy, of peace, and of long-suffering and gentleness. I like long-suffering. Every time I think about long-suffering, I hear pastors saying, you know, when somebody asks, well, how long are we supposed to suffer? That's why it's called long-suffering. You suffer, you endure, you go through it. Amen. And gentleness and goodness. And you got to have that faith in that garden, too, and meekness and temperance. And so we want to put those seeds in our garden, because when you look over to Galatians 6, and then I'm turning this over to Pastor, Galatians 6 and verse 7, let's read verses 7 through 10. Galatians 6, verses 7 through 10, and that 7th verse is what I really want to bring out, but we're going to read that next.
Praise God. In King James, it reads as follows. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For that the soweth to his flesh shall to the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. If I could just read it again. It says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen.
From the Message Bible, don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. What a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvest a crop of weeds. All he'll have to show for his life is weeds. But the one who plants and responds to God, letting God's Spirit do the growth work in him, harvests a crop of real life, eternal life. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop.
Yes.
If we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. Amen. Praise God. So this is why we want to plant those spiritual seeds. This is why we want to make sure, because that 7th verse said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. And so we're reaping, you know, to eternal life. With that verse says, it says, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen, amen. So let us be careful of the seeds that we sow, because we want them good seeds to come up. Amen.
All right, and I
just want to thank Evangelist Sharon and Evangelist Renee also for being with us on the times we were filling in for Pastor, and how they, you know, they did whatever they, you know, whatever was, they were asked to do. So I thank God for them as well. Back in your hands, Pastor. God bless.
Y'all sure y'all want to give it back to me now? Because y'all were just getting off in that thing now. I appreciate it. I mean, it was blessing me. That's all I can tell you. I just love it. I love it. I just love when people speak in truth. And I thank Evangelist Sharon for those profound words. And Pastor always has a mighty word from God. And I just thank you all. I thank Evangelist Renee for that sandwich. That's something to chew on. I tell you. And then even the comments a moment ago with the review for Monday, it's just so much to be said. But you know what? That's pretty much what we've been talking about this week. It's comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And that's what a fourth chapter of Mark does. If you read the first, the first 12 verses, it's talking about the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How the seed was sown, and it's talking about the flesh. But then you turn around and you read the next verses from 13 on down. It's talking about the spirit.
Amen.
Night and day. Yeah. It actually compare that. It shows when you naturally, you sow a seed, it's in the flesh. But then you turn around spiritually and you sow the seed. Then you begin to see what's going on. So the fowls of the air came, where in the natural, it didn't say the fowls of the air. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Read that.
Yeah. Amen.
It showed on the earth, it immediately it sprung up. And it had no depth in the earth. But when the sun was upon it and scorched it and began to grow and try to make it, the Bible says, and the thorns began to choke it out. And he said, others fell on good. He goes on and explain that in the flesh. But then you turn right around and you'll see that the birds that they were talking about was Satan over here in the spirit. You gotta see that, man. It was Satan that came and took away. So when we're talking spiritual, hey, brothers and sisters, you better know that's Satan that want to take the seed.
Mm-hmm.
It's Satan that want to get that seed. And he'll do all kind of things to get that seed out of you. He'll cause uproar in your home. He'll cause disturbing among your children. He'll cause things to happen on your job. See, these are weeds. These are weeds began to choke that word out. But you have to see it spiritually. And even the fact, your own emotion. Now, y'all got to hear this one, man. Your own emotion can cause habit in your life. Because you get caught up in your, and you began to choke the word out. So instead of you walking in faith, now you're going to walk in fear.
Yes, yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Say that.
Because your emotion, you got caught up with something that wasn't even true. Maybe somebody said something or did something to you. That was Satan trying to weed and get that word up out of you, choke that word. And just because you didn't know this, every one of you guys, y'all a good soul. Y'all a good soul.
Praise God.
Yeah. And that's why Satan want to snatch it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he want to snatch it. But remember that the seed that's being sown in you is spiritual, brothers and sisters. Embrace that idea. Embrace that view. That, hey, man, this Satan trying to steal that word. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way that Messenger Bible, it actually said he'll snatch it.
Yeah. Yes, he will.
Can you imagine Satan snatching it as soon as you hear that word? And not hearing anything. I'm talking about as soon as you hear a word from the Lord, Satan come to snatch it away.
Yes, he does.
Because it was planted in you.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll do all kinds of things to get that word out about of you.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't you glad that God got back? Aren't you glad that God who you're allowing us so you can see truth?
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
You know, I'm going to tell you, we are some of our worst enemy. Before you get outside of you, stop and think about what you do to yourself, how you condemn yourself, how you hard on yourself. It's bad enough other people's hard on you. Then you turn around and be hard on yourself. See, those are weeds trying to choke that word out of you. Instead of you running to the word of God, you run to your emotion.
Come on, Pastor. Say it. Say that.
Yeah. And it's going to be hard for you. I'll be honest with you, because your mind, boy, it runs 100 miles an hour, and it might say anything. It may do anything.
Amen.
So it's a blessing, man. And please hear this. It's a blessing when you understand that Satan want to just get that word out of you. He don't care anything about you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You don't keep that word in you. He don't care where you go, what you do. He just want to make sure that that word is not living in you. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why? He said, because see, if that word living in you, then I'm living in you because I am the word. Hello, somebody. Preach. I'm trying to do the best. I want you to hear that.
Yeah.
When that word is alive in you, that's God alive in you. He don't want that. Because that seed that's in you is the word of God. That's God himself.
Amen.
And you didn't know you could hold God like that. Absolutely. That's why Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. And the Holy Spirit shattered her. And she had a spiritual seed that was called Jesus Christ up in her. Holding all the world up in her. Holding salvation in her. Holding all the creation in her. Well, God do the same thing for you.
Hallelujah.
The seed that's planted in you represents those that hear the word and embrace the word and do the word. And believe me, brothers and sisters, harvest is coming. If you're just not faint, harvest is coming.
Hallelujah.
And then something else you all said today, and maybe I'll get to my part of the review anyway. God can't lie.
Amen. Ooh, hallelujah.
Did y'all hear that? Galatians 6, you hear that? God can't lie.
Amen.
First of all, he's not a man that he can lie. And then secondly, God won't disappoint you. If you done planted collards, look for it. I like Pastor her string beans. I think Evangelist Aaron got a big kick out of that, too. The other day when she was talking about them string beans, just string beans everywhere.
Amen.
Well, that's the way the word of God is, brothers and sisters. Once you put that seed in there, it began to everywhere, all over you, everywhere. One little seed produced all that other good word that's in you. Then you began to see it and began to multiply.
Yes.
And you don't have to worry about it. If you sow to the flesh, I know this is a hard word for some people, but if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap from the flesh.
Amen.
Don't expect anything different. I know sometimes people expect something different, but baby, if you want to see how real this is, go out there and plant collards and say, you know what, I done changed my mind. Be turnips. Ain't gonna happen.
Amen.
You might as well tell it to be sweet potato, because it ain't gonna happen.
Amen.
I don't know what tricks you got up your sleeve, but if you done planted tomatoes, don't look for okra.
Amen. Say that.
Don't reap what you... See, there's a lot of people right now catching hell. It ain't it because of what they did in the past. And they ain't repented for it. And once you repented for it, the debt is paid. But there's some things right now. There's some people hadn't repented for that stuff. Yeah. You're still weeping. still crying right now. So if it come on you that you hadn't repented, go on and repent for it. Because God is not a God that's marked. He have to do things in order.
Yes. Amen.
So if
Amen.
It means, Lord, if it's anything I hadn't repented of, let me know right now. I need to repent of it. Because you don't want to reap. You don't want to reap that. You done caused some people to have headaches. You don't want no migraine. So go ahead on and tell God, Lord, let me know if I've sown any bad seed. Let me correct it now and get rid of it. And go forward.
Amen.
A lot of times people right now paying debt. Yeah, they're paying a debt right now that they sold back whenever. Because, see, with God, you can sow in Florida and move to California.
It's coming up.
Yeah. You can sow it in Georgia, move to Pennsylvania. It's coming up. Mm-hmm. I promise you.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Amen.
You can sow it in Dubai and move to Georgia. Hey, it's coming up.
Amen.
You're going to reap. Oh. That's what you sow. And God is not a man. God is not marred. You can't pinpoint God.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, oh, well, you know, the Lord don't know about this because I did this in Ohio. Keep living.
Amen.
So that's why it's real important, brothers and sisters, you recognize that you're spiritual now.
Yeah.
You're spiritual now.
Yeah.
So you go ahead on and wipe the slate clean. Make it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, Lord, if it's anything in my life, anything in my past that I need to repent of, let me go ahead on and repent of it.
Yeah.
But see, there are strongholds in the Bible. The Bible says in the body of Christ. And these strongholds are things that's holding on that you didn't repent for. These are strongholds. They're holding on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you got to get rid of it.
Amen.
You got to get rid of it. You got to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
In the spirit world, the spirit law says this. Well, she must want it. She's still allowing it to stay there, and she don't have to because whatever she bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever she loose on earth can be loosed in heaven. So she's holding on to it. She needs to let it go. And in the spirit world, you have to let that go.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Attitude. Let it go. Repent of it. People who could get up under your skin. That's something. I had a couple of people could really get up under my skin. And the Lord one time told me to repent of that. Because I was letting them get next to me. They would say things to me, Pastor, would rock my world. Yeah.
Have mercy.
And I didn't realize what they were doing to me. Evangelist Renee, I didn't realize what they were doing to me. They was actually saying a little bit of things, and what it was doing was choking the word out. Like, I should have been praying for them, or I should have said, bless you, honey. I wouldn't do that. I went to that other place.
All right.
I ain't like y'all ain't been there. You've been to the hood, you know.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I went straight there with them. I mean, I didn't curse, so don't nobody get the wrong there. First, I'm just saying, my mindset went to, well, you ain't no better now. You did this and you did it. See, instead of me saying, bless you, pray for them, giving them, blessing them, because I should have been blessing those that despitefully used me. See, I wasn't doing that. I was letting that word get choked. That word was getting choked. Instead of me going to the word, because what was going on, I was being unfruitful. You know why? Because I wasn't applying the word of God to those situations.
I know.
So you have to apply that word, and you have to compare spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You all
Hallelujah.
Know that?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. This is going to be an awesome message, brothers and sisters. If we'll just get into it. Hopefully next week we'll have a chance to really dive into it. And I'm going to ask each and every one of those that want to, I want you to compare something that's really comparable. Everything is not comparable. But sometimes you got to compare Like the word says over there in that 1 Corinthians 2, I think it was the 13th verse we used, but it was saying comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. That's what we have to do. We have to compare spiritual things with spiritual things. So you can't compare the flesh with the spirit. You got to use spiritual things with spiritual things. Once you know you are spiritual. Now, as long as you're in the flesh, you may have to give them all kind of parables just to get them awakened to the truth. Then you can begin to compare spiritual things with spiritual. If a person is in the flesh, they ain't going to understand this stuff. I can tell you that right off. Like I got people right now that I know, they're worshiping this day more than the person that gave them this day. They care more about them dressing up so they can be a show to somebody than dressing up in Christ, than putting on Christ. You want to put on something? Put on Christ.
Amen.
I pray for them, believe me. Because the Bible says in natural man, they don't receive the things of the Spirit of God. They don't receive it. Matter of fact, you start telling them, hey, go dress up in the Spirit. They'll look at you like you're foolish.
Amen. That's
what I'm like, you know it's Easter? And they'll go all the way around, try to justify why they need to put on their red and white and they blue and white and they yellow and all. They great. Oh, man, this year here is real loud purple. They'll get into that rather than getting into the truth.
Have mercy, Lord.
They're not comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We're supposed to be letting our light shine.
Hallelujah.
Not what color hat I got on. The emphasis not to be put. But see, that's man's wisdom. That's a natural man. They don't receive the things of God. But the thing that we did Tuesday and a little bit Wednesday was make sure everybody understand you have to compare the right thing with the right thing. The comparison has to be true. You can't compare a motorcycle with a car, even though both can take you where you need to go, but that'd be the wrong comparison. You can't compare an apple with an orange. Yes, they're both fruit. You can eat them both, but you're talking about comparison. You can't do that. And I understand there's similarity, but when you're talking about comparison, it has to be exact, but sisters, it can't be. It's just like with a red apple and a red apple, and not a green apple with a red apple. That's not a good comparison. A good comparison is red with red, green with green.
Amen.
That's why
it's
so important that we understand what it means to compare, because when we get into these scriptures and we start comparing some things like we did the other day, well, it's going to get real deep because some people don't understand that we both serving God, but hey, you're an enemy against God and don't even know it.
That's right. Amen.
Remember Romans 8 and 7? They're an enemy and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
And they think knowing the things of God, but the Bible says they mind the things of the flesh because they're carnal mind. We're minding the things of the Spirit. Now you understand when I say put on Christ. See, now you understand because you minding the things of the Spirit. They mind the things of the flesh. They want to show out their outfit. And we want to show out Christ. See, big difference. So that's why comparison really means quite a bit. And then that's why I want you guys, if you will, if you help me out here, for the listeners, let's do some comparison. What can you compare? Whatever comes up, just compare it and let the people know, please.
Amen.
Anybody like to do? Anyone? I didn't want to just really call on somebody, but I could start calling names. But if you want to compare something, let me know. And go on and compare.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I want to compare collard greens with the turnip greens. Now, the collard greens, they're more, I want to say more coarse. They're more, you know, what people, most people want, the collard greens. But then your turnip greens, the leaves on that is different. They both grow up green, but when you look at them, they're different. So it's the mustard greens. Now, the mustard and the turnip greens, you have to look at those real good to make sure which one you get, because you could pick up one and think you got the other one. So when you look at those greens, they are different. And so you can compare that way as well. You know, I like to, as you can tell, my favorite is food. But but when you talk about them greens, you know, you got to make sure. I tried to cook some peanut and mustard greens, and my children was like, uh-uh, Mama, these ain't no collard greens, and they weren't. So that's my comparison.
Okay. And let me say something. I want everybody to understand this. See, when I compare greens, I compare collards with collards. I don't cross over.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, because it's so unfair to the person who like mustard green or somebody like turnip green. You want to get the best collards. So you get the collards with the long stem or the short stem. See, you compare collards with collards. You don't go over and have turnip and try to, because just like Pastor said, you're going to see a difference. You go over there and try to get turnip. Her children say, hey, Mama, you can't compare a turnip with these collards because they're not collards. These are turnip. See, or mustard green. See, that's why you have to compare collards with collards, turnips with turnips. Because, I mean, I have turnips greens, you know, is a little sweeter. And the way you know that is because of the stem on there. See?
Uh-huh. Amen.
See, if you try to compare collards with anything other than collards, you might well compare collards with a watermelon. Ain't no difference. Because, see, you got to get the distinction between what a watermelon is and what a collard is. You have to show the distinction between that. But when you compare collards with collards, then, well, wait a minute, we're on the same page now. So you have to stay in that. That's why this is so important, that you understand that we all understand the importance of comparing spiritual with spiritual. You can't go outside of the spirit realm and try to bring something in. It won't work. See?
Amen.
But, Pastor, that's good. Okay, who was that? Evangelist Renee. Sister Sharon. Evangelist Sharon. Was that you I heard?
Yes, that was me, Pastor.
I was
just going to say that we use a lot of the same things. Like, some people have iPhones and some people have Androids. But you really can't compare the two, because if my phone goes dead and I have an iPhone and Pastor has an Android, then if he needs to charge his and I only have an iPhone charger, he can't charge his phone. So there's no comparison, and that's why we have to compare like things. And that's why we have to compare like things. And that's why Apple makes all of their products Apple compatible, because they can only compare to themselves.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist Sharon. That's exactly my point. That is my point. See, you can't compare Android with an Apple. They both, you can call the same people and you can get some of the same, but you can't compare it. If you're going to compare apples with apples, you got to compare an Apple phone with an Apple phone.
Amen.
Now, if you're trying to compare phones, that's another thing. But when you're talking about comparison, you need to compare spiritual with spiritual, Apple phone with Apple phone. Because there may you may see and learn that, hey, you want to charge it, it ain't going to charge. You know why? Because the cords ain't going to work. They won't interchange. They won't interact. Right. They won't interchange because they're not compatible.
Yeah.
So it is in the spirit, people. So it is in the spirit world.
Yes.
Here we trying to explain to people about the church, and they're talking about a building. And we're not talking about a building. See, just like she said, phone. Well, wait a minute, phone. But when I'm thinking phone, I'm thinking Android. When she thinking the phone, she thinking Apple. So the things she can do with the Apple, maybe the things I can't do with the Android. And maybe there's some things I can do with the Android that I can't do with the Apple. So, but you have to, when you're talking about comparison, let me compare Android with Android phone, be it Samsung or LG or whatever, or Apple with the Mac or with Apple 1200 or the Apple 8 or 7. You know, you compare Apple's phone with Apple phone.
Amen.
That's easy. And I thank Evangeline Sharon for bringing that up because it's like night and day difference between the first Apple 5 and the Apple 12. Big difference. Woo, night and day difference.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you so much. Anybody else? But it's important, brothers and sisters, that we get it locked in on what we're comparing here. So when we read this now, next week, and we be getting into it, you're going to find yourself, whoa, wait a minute. Let me get back on track here. See, that, like over there in that scripture that they read in the book of Mark, see, same thing. Jesus had compared the spiritual things with spiritual things. Now, some people don't see it. He showed you where the flesh, what they did. Then he turned around and showed you what happens in the spirit.
Amen.
So it is here. When we get to talking next week about the Holy Ghost teaches comparing spiritual things with spirit. That's what the Holy Ghost does. And when
he does
that, that excludes the natural man.
Come on now, say that.
Yeah, that excludes him. Now, I know some people may not like that, but that just, I mean, that just excludes. It's just like Evangelist Sharon said, you can't even plug in now because you don't have the right plug. You can't get no charge here.
That's right. There.
See, the natural man won't be able to charge into this. He got the wrong, because he's not part of this spiritual. You have to compare spiritual things with spiritual.
Pastor, say that.
Thank you for that illustration. I mean, you can figure, well, they both are phone. Well, I understand that, and I see that. But we're not talking about it just being the phone. We're talking about comparison here.
Amen.
Then you may want to say, well, why do you want to compare things? Well, you want to get a better deal. You want to get more bucks for your bucks. I mean, there's a lot of reasons.
You
want to compare.
For a clear understanding, for some clarity.
Yeah, for clarity. If for nothing else, for clarity. Have a good understanding of what you're getting.
Yeah.
We're going to have to deal with that next. See, everybody ain't serving God. They may say God, but they ain't serving God.
Say that.
They don't know
that.
God. Do they know the name? Yeah, they know the name. But that don't mean you know God. There's people in prison right now. They know the warden because he's the warden, but they don't know the warden.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
You may think you know the war. Well, you know the war. I'm going to go before the board, and I'm going to see the warden. And some of y'all may not know this stuff here. I may be a little bit but anyway, in the prison world, everybody want to know the warden so they can get favor. That's what they want to do. But because you say you know the war, don't mean you know the war. It's just like people say they know God. They don't know God. And we're going to do a comparison to show you they don't know God.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But the Bible says this, and I know Pastor know this, that they have ears, but they don't hear.
Yeah.
They have eyes and can't even see. Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But maybe we'll get a chance to get into the review next week. A little bit and talk a little bit of some of the stuff we did, the comparison on, especially over there in First King. Seemed like Pastor enjoyed that to the max. And so we may touch on that a little bit more because, see, Elijah know he had to show the people who God was. And there are times that you may have to do that in your own ministry.
Because
I've had to do that. And I'm going to tell you how I did it. Don't mind telling you. Don't mind telling you. And I want you to know that. There are going to be times that people are going to talk to you about God, then they're going to want you to show them God. And you're going to have to do that. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to show you how. And they ain't got to go no church. And that's another thing, too. I'm so happy. Now, I know this is really to the right for a lot of people. But I'm going to tell you, I'm happy because of COVID-19. Because it made a lot of folks change their way of praying, made a lot of people recognize who God is. A lot of them know they can't go in the building, but if you're going to serve God. And I know some of them are making a comeback with some of the internet stuff and all of that. But God is reaching through there, getting some of that. He's getting some of those true worship. He is, I'm telling you.
Amen.
It's the folks
mad.
And I'm glad because they was just dressing up, and today is a good day to prove it. They wasn't going to church for the word of God. Don't be fooled by that stupidness. You know, good way they wasn't going for that word. They were going for a man, for a woman, going to show folks with their head on. Come on now.
Yeah.
Don't make me a reason why people go to church. I like something Evangelist Renee said a couple years ago. I don't know if it's been that long now, but anyway, I think it's been about a couple years. She was talking about how they go and show off their cars. You remember that, Pastor?
Yeah, I remember that.
You got a lot of people. They just go to show off their cars, man. They want you to see what kind of car they got. They ain't going for the word of God. So because of this pandemic, the true colors are coming out. Hello, somebody.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Ooh, amen.
True colors are coming out now. We're going to see if you put the fellow to the back. We're going to see if you love the Lord like you say you do.
Because
you can't go up in the building. You got to become the big difference. But anyway, anyone else have anything else to say? We went over a few minutes, but we want to make sure everybody know what we're going to be dealing with next week. And while y'all thinking about it, and Evangelist Sharon didn't have to think too hard. She came up with the phone, and that's real good.
Yeah.
And she gave the reason why. She gave the reason why.
Yeah. Amen.
I still think she beat some of my papers. I really do. I don't know how she be looking at them, but she. No, I'm just kidding. We're on the same page, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. Show the comparison, brother and sister, and show why there's difference. And that's why you want to compare Apple phone with an Apple phone. If for no other reason, it's because the charger won't work in an Android phone. See?
Amen.
But that's a good reason. But anyway, the processing thing is different too. A lot of differences, but we won't get into all of that. We ain't trying to get real technical with you guys, but when Matt came out before they brought the Apple, Matt came out to make sure that people understood that the process and system was even different, period. And so when you would get a computer and you get a laptop, It was different than a regular laptop. So their computer, their whole operating system was. So I just want to throw that little bit in there.
Exactly.
When you're not comparing with apples, that's what you get. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go around the table. And Pastor, you have anything you want to share? Anything else?
I don't know, Pastor. No. Just enjoying the word. I tell you.
Anyone else? Anyone else?
Pastor, I wanted to compare my grand dogs. They're both German Shepherds, but the mixed German Shepherd is totally different from the full-blooded German Shepherd.
Amen.
And that's like the people in the church. They think they worshiping God, but they worshiping me.
Amen.
You could bring some scripture to them, and they be all agreeing with you and everything. But then you talk about the spirit, and they like, what? What are you talking about? I mean, it's just amazing the difference. But my grand dogs, they are day and night. The real German Shepherd is a real protector. The mixed German Shepherd, and I told my son, he paid so much for the real German Shepherd. I said, don't spend all that money. So he bought a mixed German Shepherd. Boy, is there a difference. And I didn't know. And that's how the people in the church is. They don't know nothing about the spirit. All they know is they think they're worshiping God when they worshiping man.
Amen.
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 As a mixed
up. Praise you. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Renee. Wow. She just learned every day. You learn something.
Amen.
I know they used to talk about a full-blooded German Shepherd and a mix, and there's a difference right there.
Yeah. Right there. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Just like a full-grown Christian believes in Christ is spiritual, and people that go to the church and worship every day who think that their church is where they're supposed to be, they're mixed. They're not genuine, authentic.
Girl, you better hush.
Well, he's got it's the truth.
I'll beat you up.
I mean, no, granted, no. Okay, since you said that, Pastor. Granted, you know, my grandmother and her mother and my great-grandmother, they went to church and they believed in Jesus Christ, and the dispensation of the revelation of the word hadn't been exposed to them, or they hadn't grasped it in that way. But we're in a different day and time, and everything evolved.
Absolutely.
We have evolved to know that we have the power of Christ, the most power that there is to have in the universe.
Oh, absolutely.
And God gifted us with this. So I'm just saying how.
But we say things today they wouldn't dare say. We acknowledge things today they wouldn't dare say. They wouldn't dare say, oh, I can have the mind of Christ. I remember growing up, and Pastor, you do too. You wouldn't get up in the congregation. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't get up in the congregation and tell them that you got the mind of Christ. They look at you like you're stupid.
But first of all, people didn't do the distinctive separation from Jesus Christ to Christ Jesus to know that there even was a separation as a spirit that we live after or that lives in us. So they wouldn't have never said anything to that effect because that would have been giving us too much power. But it is, we do have all that power. God gave it to us. He gifted it to us.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
He promised
that's the
that.
Trick of a,
to them, see, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power. He gave us that power to become the sons of God.
Yes.
And many as receive us, to them he gave the power of dunamis, the ability to become the sons of God.
Right.
That's insane.
And that was,
that's absolutely true.
Yeah. That's the extra power that God had in his sleeve, or like people say, their trump card, because the devil was none the wiser that this would be. Yeah, so praise the Lord.
Yeah, this is going to be a good subject. I'm looking forward to next week or tomorrow when we get started. Everybody bring some more comparison, because let's make sure we got this word knitted in our spirit. So when we're talking about comparing spiritual things with spiritual, we're on point. That's really important.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to say, well, they both look alike. Really, because they look alike, that don't mean they're alike.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, they both had the same function. Because they both had the same function, that don't mean they're alike. So you got to turn around and compare the same thing with the same thing. That's pretty much what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like she did. She compared the German Shepherd with the German Shepherd. See? That's exactly what she did.
Amen. Amen.
I want to encourage everyone to take the time out to feed your spirit, because we are made up of spirit, physical, and mental, as far as beings, and we feed ourselves three times a day, and we read and watch TV. We exercise our mind. Let's exercise our spirit and take in some of the spiritual food that God has given us to be more fruitful and to be more aware and conscious of who we really are and what we're really here for, and that we do want to sow to everlasting life. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Good word. Amen. Thank you, Sharon. Well, thank each and every one of you all. Enjoyed it. Looking forward to